Well, the Los Angeles coroner's office, Wolf, just gave us what they said was the first official copy, the toxicology report for Whitney Houston, who died back in February, the day before the Grammys. And Wolf, I can tell you the final cause of death has been determined. It's been ruled drowning. We also know that at the time of her death, Whitney Houston had heart disease. There was also cocaine, Wolf, found in her system. She was found submerged in a bathtub at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, again, just the day before the Grammys. There was cocaine in her system as well. What's also interesting, Wolf, in terms of the toxicology here, in addition to cocaine, there were other metabolites that were identified and were contributory to her death. Marijuana, the drugs Xanax, however, Flexeril and Benadryl were identified, but they did not contribute to her death. We're just told here, cocaine and other metabolites. Finally, no foul play or trauma is suspected. And even though this report lists the cause of death and some other details, we're told another detailed report that outlines basically more factors that resulted in this toxicology report, all the findings in the last several weeks. That will be released sometime next week. But again, Whitney Houston, her cause of death being ruled accidental.